Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace and Through Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lovey. Glad that you're gathered here this morning. And it is a special weekend here at Peace and throughout our nation as we honor Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day is tomorrow. Something special just to note here this morning at our church service. We have the pictures in frames of the 9 individuals who were killed in action while serving in the wars for our country. And so I've got a couple of them in here. We have 7 of them actually in the fellowship hall. And we take them out on Memorial Day weekend to just take a look at those pictures. And you might know a few of the individuals that sacrificed their life so that we could have the freedoms that we have today. So we're taking some time to recognize Memorial Day in a prayer and towards the end of the service with a special song. Memorial Day weekend also is kind of that first taste of the summer. And so we think of where we live in our community. This is the first weekend that our community pool is opened up. And so people gather, and it's that first taste of what summer's going to look like. The pool is out there and you jump in and feel how cold and wonderful it is. We're going to have a moment like that, actually a pool experience, in our gospel text from John chapter 5. There is a man that's waiting to get into the pool. The pool is a famous pool. It was called the Pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem. And it was thought that whoever got into that pool first would receive a miraculous healing. And that man actually got what he really needed. It wasn't really a dip in the pool. What he really needed was to meet Jesus. And that's our prayer too as Christians. We love pools, we love excitement, but what we really need is to meet Jesus. We pray that you meet him today, and he's here to share his forgiveness, his love, and to hear our prayers as we gather for worship. I just want to share a special greeting to anyone that's tuning in with our live stream. Glad that you've joined us here this morning. God's blessings on your worship, whatever day you're joining us this week on our YouTube channel. Also, welcome to everyone here gathered to in person. Just a couple announcements before we begin. These are more date announcements. We have things right around the corner. This week we're offering a caregiving class online. This is to kind of sharpen our skills and really giving true care to someone, being an active listener, being someone who's partnering with God and bringing healing to someone. I'm leading those classes. They're via Zoom. If you have a desire to be a part of the class, just let me know and I'll get your email and send you the link. This week's class is on Wednesday at 10 a.m. On Thursday, we're going to take a field trip. There's a couple of us that are going on the field trip. You're invited to come. We're going to go on a field trip to one of our ministry partners at our church. It's Furniture Share. It's in Albany. It's at 2 o'clock this Thursday. If you'd like to attend, please come and contact me. We'll maybe even drive together and experience that together. Take about a half hour to take a look at Furniture Share and find out what that ministry is all about. And then some other dates to really hone in on. Next Saturday is going to be the Celebration of Life for Mal Minor here at Peace at 11 a.m. That's Saturday, May 31st. And then 2 other dates to just keep on and activities happening here at church. Next Sunday, June 1st, we're going to be honoring the graduation of Jackson Holroyd. Jackson's here this morning. Good to see you, Jackson. And so Jackson, I think, is willing to take gifts and cards and money. No? No, you're not? No? All right. But we'll have a bag out for Jackson in the Narthex area, and we want to bless Jackson on the big transition that's he's experiencing. So we understand you're going to Bend. Is that right? Yes. So it's not too far. We can keep track of you. And definitely want to pray for you as you make that change in the month ahead. So that's next Sunday. Consider bringing a gift card, word of encouragement. And then Sunday, June 8th is a special Sunday as we're going to be confirming 3 of our youth at our church. So again, an opportunity to share a card, a gift, a word of encouragement. But also on that day, we're having the end of the year barbecue.
And so Sally has some words to share about that, and Maggie too. So let's pass it along to them.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
2 weeks from today, June 8th, is our spring picnic, and we want all of you to come. Ryan, George, and Rick will be cooking over 100 hamburgers, 75 hot dogs, and we'll have all of the condiments that go with it. There will be potato salad, chips, cake, and ice cream. Everything is free. You don't have to bring any side dishes or anything, so please come. There'll be music, games, and lots of fun.
Cool. Thanks, Alan.
And one of the fun things that we're going to do is we're going to have a cake walk. And we had that last year, and it was really fun. It seems to me that the Luckies went home with quite a few cakes that day. So we need cakes. We need lots of cakes. So cakes, cookies, pies, you can do single layer cakes, whatever. But we need everybody to bring something. And then bring it to the kitchen. Leave it in the kitchen Saturday, but Sunday's great too. And then it's free, doesn't cost anything. And then Molly, she's not here today, but Molly's our mistress on the, doing the music and everything. Yeah, and so, just bring lots of stuff and it'll be a lot of fun.
Cool.
But what time? It's during the barbecue.
Right after church.
Yeah, right after church.
It's the hardest Sunday service because it smells like hamburgers in the church. So there's a lot of pressure to get the service on the barbecue. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. Again, welcome to Peace. Let's celebrate our time of gathering together with our opening song, You Are My All in All.